This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, my camera's over here. Hello, and welcome to Go My Favorite Sports Team. As you can tell, the quality of this podcast has improved dramatically because Tyler's not here. I have here with me Jared Tyler's brother, and now this is going to seem strange because you've only been known as Tyler's dad to me.
Yeah.
I actually don't know your first name.
That's fine. I can make one up, right? It's Tim.
It's Tim.
You can call him Snook.
Yeah.
Snook. Okay, which would you prefer, Tim or Snook?
Tim.
Tim, not Snook?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just an old name and, you know, old now, and it's time to, you know, move on to more formal things.
Yeah, but nowadays, old is in. Have you heard of vintage lenses?
and vintage cameras. And
Nice. Yeah, vintage. Some
vintage quality. Humans, yes.
All right, anyway, so today is a very special episode because it's in celebration of Tyler's birthday, and there's no better way to celebrate Tyler's birthday than having him not here. So happy birthday, Tyler. How old is he?
35.
Ancient, like dust in the wind.
I said, how do you think that makes me feel?
Crumbling. What? You're older?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a tad.
What, 40?
Yeah, something like that.
About him when you were 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. And how many years older are you?
2 years older than Tyler.
2 years older. Yeah. Okay. So not to talk about Tyler too much, I want to introduce, so this is obviously Tyler's brother. Older brother, has known Tyler for many, many years, pursuer of many extreme sports. You got him into paragliding.
Yep, I took him paragliding this summer.
Which is very different from the one that's a triangle.
Yeah, it's hang gliding.
That's hang gliding.
Yeah.
Because you're hanging. See, he didn't explain the difference to me and I was very confused. But you also do free soloing, rock climbing, probably surfing and snowboarding.
Never actually snowboarded. I've gone surfing.
Ski?
I ski.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. You like skiing more than snowboarding?
That's just what I've done my whole life and I've never bothered to switch over to the dark side.
The dark side? Is snowboarding the dark side?
Oh, if you ask some people.
Okay, all right. Well, if you are part of the dark side and you can confirm this, please let us know. But not Snook. All that's in my head is...
That's fine. Snook. If that's what you want to call me, I'm okay with that.
What kind of sports do you do?
Well, I see. I started out with, the normal sports as a kid, baseball, football, a little basketball. Played some volleyball. Would like to play more, but they have a guys volleyball when I was a kid.
They didn't?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Why not?
It was not a thing in our area anyway. Probably out here it was, but not in Cincinnati. But
they had a girls' team?
Yeah, girls.
It was volleyball. Only girls.
There were very few girls' sports, and volleyball and basketball were about it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they had kickball too, whatever. You know, you guys played kickball in grade school. Yeah.
Kickball does get pretty
intense. Yeah, that can be.
I've been wanting, there was an idea a while back to just get a YouTuber's kickball league going and just do like a video series about it, but that was way, way, way back then. Would you say that your sport days are behind you, or are you still doing some sports stuff?
No, by far. You know, I taught these guys how to ski.
Oh, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's why it's the dark side, because you told them.
No, I didn't tell them it's the dark side. It's the single planks as opposed to the two plankers, you know? It's just like two skis are better than one.
Right. I understand. Okay. So you think a snowboard is just a big fat ski?
No, I mean, I've watched some good snowboarding. I don't have a problem with that. I just prefer skiing. It's okay. I just, that's, I mean, when I started skiing, that's all they had. There was no snowboard. There might have been, yeah.
We were talking about, I should know this, we were talking about the history of snowboarding and skiing, and I still don't remember anything about it. I don't know what year.
Some guy came out with it and put a, what did he do? Took a scooter or something. And
yeah, there was like a rope or something.
No,
in
he
the
had
front
a stick. Like a stick. Yeah, like a handlebars kind of thing. Gotcha. Yeah, it was in Vermont or New Hampshire.
Yeah, it was
or something.
In Vermont.
I forget what they called it.
I forget what it was called. Yeah, but it had a different name. It was like a snurfer.
Yes,
snurfing.
That's what it is.
We
it
did talk snurfing. About that. Yeah. See, Tyler does try to impart some knowledge on me, and some of it sticks, but only when something like snurfing comes up. Usually, he's just making up scenarios for baby me to die. So, what do you do now, predominantly?
Oh, I play pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot more people are getting into pickleball just because it's apparently accessible.
It's fun. Yeah.
Is that the one where you're again in a small room and you're just
no? Like, that's like racquetball, and there's all kinds of those.
Racquetball is a lot more violent than pickleball.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, because I've heard of like that goes 100 miles an hour and can take your eye out pretty easily.
My racquetball days are long gone.
So what's pickleball?
Pickleball. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like tennis, and it's kind of like ping pong or table tennis. It's played on a court, a tennis type court. It's a little shorter than a tennis court. It's only 44 feet long and 20 feet wide. And there's different rules, but it's set up similar to like you've seen a table tennis top where you got the center line and that kind of stuff, similar to tennis. It's actually played a lot on tennis courts. But there's an area called the non-volley zone, which is 7 feet on either side of the net. And you can't hit the ball out of the air if you're in that area.
Right.
So it keeps you from standing at the net and waiting for the ball to come and just smashing the hell out of the ball.
As opposed to tennis where you can go right up and hit it right off the net.
Yeah. And it's played with a wiffle ball. Kind of a wiffle ball thing. It's got 40 holes or 20, anything between 26 and 40 holes.
So it's in a similar way. It's kind of like how badminton is related to tennis and volleyball.
Right. But it's played with a paddle.
Paddle. Like a.
I think pickleball is like table tennis. Just kind of expanded. So like you're standing on the table. And then like you're still using the ping pong paddle.
Oh, it's still ping pong. Actual ping pong paddle.
No, it's like, a bigger
but
paddle.
It's closer to a ping pong paddle than a tennis racket. Like it doesn't have the weave or anything. It's more of like a solid.
It's a solid. It's made out of different materials. The first ones were made out of wood.
Someone carrying a just big piece of plywood. This is wonk.
Well, there's limits on the size of the paddle and all kinds. Yeah, there's rules for everything.
I can tell where Tyler gets his detail-oriented discussions about rules, because I don't remember what you said about 7 feet and 20 feet.
Like, but well, I mean, it's get an idea. You can't really tell. You can actually put two pickleball courts on the size of a tennis court. So, and if you play with, you think about utilization of space for people to play, you can get eight people playing at the same on the same court that you can get maximum of four for playing tennis.
Gotcha. Okay, so. Understood. And what sports are you doing these days?
Primarily paragliding. Yeah. I mean, right now it's winter, so I've been going skiing. Can't get away from that.
You can't paraglide in the winter?
You can, just the weather's not as good. You need some heat to like heat up the ground to get the thermals to go up.
That, and the thermals.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening, really.
Yeah, but I'm going to Columbia next week where it's, you know, 90 degrees. And
Tyler kept saying that paragliding was indeed a sport, but by his own definitions, it didn't necessarily qualify, but he was really adamant that it qualified as a sport in like the definition.
So I listened to that episode and he kind of glossed over the part where the competitive aspect of the sport was... Like, yeah, the way when he came to visit and we went flying, it was just a leisure activity.
Right, right.
You know, we just went and played in the sky. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of different competition formats. There's race to goal and there's hike and fly racing where, you know, race to goal is crazy. There's 150 people all flying the same course and you have to go tag all these cylinders in order. And you're all together.
Wait, it's like a video game when you fly and you got rings in the sky and you got to go through the rings. Is it kind of like that?
Pretty close. Yeah.
You know what's funny is like nowadays with drone technology, you could technically do that. You could have a ring of drones, although cutting your cords would be a real risk, but that's the thrill, right? But going through rings in the sky could totally be possible with like lighted up drones and stuff like that. That would be sick because so you are a believer that paragliding is a sport. Indeed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like there is a world champion.
There's
there's a paragliding world cup. And
what?
Yeah.
Holy crap. He didn't say that at all.
Yeah, no.
If he'd have said that,
if
I'd
he had
like,
bothered
oh, okay,
to, you know, give me a call to fact check his script or anything. You know?
It's not exactly a made for TV sport because, I mean, the area is so large.
That's true. But if you had cameramen in the sky on their own paralyzed, you know, going through double fisting cameras.
Yeah, just think
you know?
What that setup would be like. Yeah. You know,
okay, that's an interesting qualification. Maybe we should add that to what is a sport, because if there's a world champion, when you said that, I was like, oh, it's a, of course it's a sport.
Yeah.
If there's a champion, absolutely. Like the Highlander, you know, there can only be one. I don't know if Highlander counts as a sport, but maybe if we work the definitions. But yeah, that makes total sense. If there's a competition to determine who's the best, then of course it's the sport. Maybe that's how it should be. Interesting.
I mean, the simplest definition would be if it's an event where the outcome is not predetermined.
Well, okay, a space shuttle launch, you know, the outcome isn't predetermined. I don't know if that's a sport. Yeah. It's very likely it'll get there, but there's also always a chance.
A coin toss?
A what?
A coin toss.
You're right. Actually, there would be people that argue that a coin toss is definitely a sport.
You could bet on it if you really wanted to. Yeah.
We talked about that definition too, but that gets a little hazy in what's a sport. Okay. So we've covered your histories. We've gotten your introductions, but this is Tyler's birthday episode. Right. So I wanted to start this off with some basic questions about Tyler. Actually, I want to start it off with a confession. Okay. I have something to confess. Because Tyler's not here, I can finally say this. Tyler has this idea that we met in fourth or fifth grade, and we've debated when the date was. But the truth of it is, he constantly has said we met in like a wrestling camp in fourth or fifth grade. I didn't start wrestling until seventh grade. Our entire friendship is built on this lie that he believes that we were at the same wrestling camp. And I wanted to get some insight as to who he thought was me at this camp, because he really, truly believes that I was there. And I got to say, I was not there at all.
Well, Jared, you were there because the first camp he went to, you were there.
I don't remember wrestling camp.
Yeah, that youth wrestling at Milford.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Milford the summer intramural whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Introduction.
And that like
wrestling.
Dingy warehouse building back behind the junior high.
Yeah, the old garage.
I hated that place too.
He acts like he has fond memories of there. All I remember is 100 degrees. It's just a bunch of dudes sweating up like teenagers with just the stankiest, reekiest sweat you could possibly have. Crammed in a room together.
Yeah, and that like vinyl mat all sweaty.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's where everyone got their first ringworm. And he was like, no, they washed it. And I was like, then why did everyone get ringworm? Because everyone did. Yeah, so it's a very unpleasant place. Yeah, but I wasn't there until seventh grade, anything, not 2 years later. And I'm like, how do I tell this to him? He's not listening now, is he?
Yeah, I'm sure he's across the hall.
I don't know, Mark, does it really matter, you know?
I believe we met earlier, because of course we were in the same school, like in those times, but he just has him wrestling me apparently and just bonding in those early days, and I'm just like, man, I've let him live this lie. But he's 35 now, and I gotta break it to him somehow. One thing that Tyler said to me when he was a child is that he was a bully.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid. Is that true?
He had a temper, and oh God, yes.
Oh God,
if things didn't go the way he wanted them, it was not a pleasant experience, was it?
Wow. Oh, you very tight-lipped over there. Oh no. He's a nice guy, nice kid. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think I just was lucky enough to be bigger than him before he grew up. But he's bigger than me now, and he just loves to, really bring that up.
Does he do the wingspan thing? He always does this.
Yeah, he'll touch the ceiling and be like, I could touch the ceiling. You can't touch the ceiling.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Tyler was, he was not, he was rough on people. He was really rough.
A terror.
Well, yeah, he had to have, he's kind of like that one now, but he's not as mean about it. You know,
he just does it with a smile.
Well, like you said, he's like a perfectionist. Everything has to be this way and that way. And
you just kind of
let him do it.
But that can be a good quality. Right. There's times when you really want someone that has
a lot of
attention.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You know, it's just a matter of we had to teach him how to react properly. And sometimes he just did not.
Absolutely. No. Is there any time that jumps out as like when he was really out of line.
There are too many of them to go to. And I'm not kidding you about that.
well, if you could pick one, just anything. Oh, it doesn't have to be the worst. Like any particular loss that he suffered in a sport, any particular student that rubbed him the wrong way.
Well, not that I can think of. There were a couple of them in high school, but that was a different story. But yeah, he never really did much.
There's a guy named Mark.
Yeah, sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, I met him in fourth grade.
Yeah.
At a wrestling camp that he wasn't at.
I'm gonna laugh if there's another Mark that was there. Yeah,
probably.
Who happened to be half Korean, too, and just went to... That's how me and Bob, my roommate in college and my friend today, he had a roommate assigned whose name was Mark and last name started with an F. That wasn't me. For his college roommate. And they had called at some point. And what he said was, like, when I called him, he was very confused because the other guy was gay and he had a very flamboyant personality. And so when I called with my deep, gruff voice and was like, hey, what are you bringing? I got a Wii U. You got an Xbox? It's like, all right, I was there. He was suddenly extremely confused. Yeah, because he didn't want to make any assumptions. But, like, sometimes maybe he just talks differently. Something
like that. Telephone voice, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if there was another Mark that maybe half grade.
Yeah,
there.
Probably. But yeah, I can't. Nothing in particular because it was a thing even when he was a little infant and in play groups and everything else. I mean, he was constantly
just beating people up.
No, I'd go down to Milford South and Tyler'd be out in the hallway. And I was down there a lot because I'd volunteered down there and I knew the principal. So they weren't calling me, but I'd walk out and say, Tyler, what's that? Well, I'm in trouble. What's the matter? He goes, well, they asked a question and I knew the answer and I couldn't wait for it. And so I just would just yell it out. So he was very impatient. So things didn't go exactly the way he went. He would just assert himself. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
So he's very assertive.
Right. Yeah. Which is an excellent quality and totally fine.
Right.
Yeah. You seem very tight lipped over there. There's got to be
something. I don't remember him being a bully.
And older brother, he knew this and he would take advantage of that too, at times. So that was not unusual either. Jared would get Tyler fired up about something and just sit there and laugh at him. And yeah, that would even make it worse. And
that's really funny. I like that.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have to tell him, Mr. Tyler, that's what brothers do, man. I had enough of them, so I know what they do. Says, you know, but I was the one that actually would do the other. I mean, Tyler and I have similar things going on sometimes as kids, so it was not hard for me to identify with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So he was a terror as a child, just always getting in trouble, but because he was a perfectionist.
He wasn't getting in trouble on purpose, but, I mean, guys would make him do stuff, and he would do it, and just, like, remember daycare? When he would get in trouble for saying bad words because he didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You got in daycare? Wait, what age? What age is this?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, so like six or something like that? Yeah. Dropping F-bombs.
He didn't know what that meant. He never heard it before because, you know, his mother and I would never talk like that, you know? So he never heard it. So they were just making him say the rhyming words with different things like, you know, duck. You know, and then they would give him different letters and rhyme with duck with, and then he would just say them. And of course, and then it all tell on him and then you get in trouble.
I remember I got in trouble because I said to someone, I didn't even know really what it meant. It was like, you can kiss my ass, because my dad had said it once. And it's amazing how a child's mind is just like glue for those words. But we were like lined up to play Foursquare and someone thought that I was cutting in front of him. I said, you can kiss my ass. And I got in so much trouble. But to a child, like, so much trouble is like, I missed recess the next day, you know, but I was, and it was so funny because I got in trouble and they said, look, you lose recess for a week. And you're like, tomorrow you come out, you sit on that sideline and you watch everyone play. But the next day, apparently I went and voluntarily sat on the sideline because they told me that's what I was supposed to do. And then they went over and was like, you came over here without me telling you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in trouble. It's like, oh, you can go play. And I'm like, oh, yay.
you had to learn in grade school. You just waited out. If you make it to the next day, they forgot all about it because so much stuff has happened since then.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
So I have some questions here about Tyler. We don't have to make it all about Tyler, but it is his birthday, so he would get really upset if it wasn't all about him. So Tyler played a lot of sports as a kid, right? And I imagine he didn't always win.
Not really, no. So it depends on how, I mean, you know, score wise, maybe the team didn't win or something like that. But that doesn't mean, I mean, he was taught different. We were taught either you got better or you didn't. And if you got better, that was not losing. I mean, it was kind of a John Wooden kind of thing. You know, if you play as hard as you possibly can, you'll never lose.
Gotcha.
So as long as he got better and played well, you know, he never got upset about that. It was when he didn't play well is when he didn't like it.
Was there any moment that stands out of like a particularly humiliating defeat or a moment where he thought he didn't play well?
I keep thinking of video games.
Not
sports, but
no, totally counts. You know,
the video games, they constantly cheated.
You know, the games did?
The games, yeah. Oh, the game is cheating. He was losing. The game is cheating.
I forgot about video games.
Oh man, you saying that just brought up many, like, I heard it in my head. This game's cheating. It's just like, even to this day, he's very much about that.
Yeah.
So games would get him riled up. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he hated that. Oh my God. Yeah, that was the only thing we would have to limit his gaming experience for times.
Really? What game in particular? Sports games or just any other game?
Like Super Nintendo, you know, Super Mario Brothers.
It's like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you were talking, that's a long time. And I wouldn't let them have a game console. They actually saved their money to buy their first one.
Oh, yeah.
You bought when Super Nintendo came out.
We got the Super Nintendo when the N64 came out, right? Oh. So we were like a generation behind.
Right.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. Me and my brother were the same way. Were you in the same grade as my brother?
I don't know.
He was born 87. He was 2 years older than me too. Yeah. Well, he was super quiet, so I wouldn't be surprised if you never even like crossed paths.
Yeah, I didn't know he existed until now.
You didn't know I had a brother until now? What?
No.
You were in the same class. Did you graduate 05?
05, yeah.
He was in your grade. No, that's totally fine. I mean, there were like 1,000 people in that. Fine. He didn't play any sports or anything like that at all. He did wrestling like the first. Actually, wait. Did you wrestle?
I wrestled
grade school.
Yeah, grade school. Even in junior high.
Junior high? That's when he would have started.
So mother had you swimming all that.
And swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, swimming? Water polo as well?
Yep.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, we can probably get into water polo later.
Yeah. Well, once we grow Tyler up a little bit here. So video games were a particular thing where we already talked about him being a horrible bully and destroying people's lives and wrecking up toys. We understand. But here's a question that I would say is like, you obviously know him better than pretty much anybody in the world.
Too well.
We'll get into that later. But would you say that he was like a misunderstood kid? Because I've come to understand Tyler pretty well, I think, but obviously not as well as you guys. But I think over the years, one thing that I would say about Tyler is that like he is like an unwaveringly loyal dude. That guy is ride or die definition. That's what I see in him. But do you think like as a kid, he was exhibiting those same things, the characteristics, and it was just misunderstood?
Well, yeah, there were times where he would get frustrated because, and like you said, he is extremely loyal. And then if that loyalty was not returned, that would frustrate him. So in that aspect, yeah, he was probably misunderstood as far as he expected loyalty in return, and it wasn't always there. But for the most part, he has a different way of thinking than I do. And I always had, so I was really bad at misunderstanding him because, and his mother was a lot better at this, but he was really bad. I mean, he and I just did not see things in the same light. The end result would always be right, but he looked at it a different way of looking at things than I did. And that would cause a little bit of a problem between he and I.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just, I always just say he was predominantly left-handed and I'm right-handed. So I'm thinking, okay, there's a left and right brain kind of a thing. And he looks at things more artistically and I looked at things more practically and logically. Jared's more logical than that too. So
is that true? Would you say that?
I'm logical.
Not artistic.
Yes,
at all.
I can say he's like artistic too.
But when he, if it came to problem solving, they would look at the problem in a totally different way. It was amazing. It took a while for me to realize if I just sat back and because it would frustrate me because I didn't like the way Tyler was going with it. So I was just waiting for him to come. It took me a while to realize just be patient, let him wait and figure it out. But he figures it out a different way. Mm-hmm. But you know, the same result is it's the same result.
Yeah, it's interesting how we're a mix of our parents because I definitely sense like he does think about things in a different way. But he also has that mentality of like if he sees someone doing it not that way, he wants to interject and be like, "There's a better way," which in a similar way, like I'm like that too. I every single problem I come across, I'm like, is there a better way? Like, is there a different way to look at it? But one of the things I value about Tyler is just like, he does have a different perspective. Yeah. Even, and honestly, it's great that it's not the same way that other people think. I think it's wonderful. Yeah. It can cause problems, but.
Right. Because sometimes he has trouble expressing that this is the way I see it. Mm-hmm. And we can't necessarily see it the way he sees it. Yeah. And that's really, that makes it tough on him.
Any other story that jumps out about that?
No, I don't think I have anything.
He's a weirdo. I understand. Okay, but as growing up, you know, he goes through high school and, you know, he does sports. But what I want to know is, what was his dating life in high school? Did he have any particular crushes in high school broke him?
I think you're fishing. You know exactly what.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to hear it firsthand account. Like, what was his game? What was his pull? Like, how did he do with?
Well, Tyler's a romantic.
Really? He doesn't write poetry, does he?
Poetry for the girl across the street.
I don't mean to laugh. That sounds so rude. No, go on.
I'm enthralled. This is, you're going to have to cover this because I know some of it, but I am not.
I don't know the details.
I chose to ignore this part.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a very embarrassing, well, not embarrassing, just an empty void of like a dating life in high school. And, you know, every girl that I dated asked me out first. I never asked a girl out.
I understand that, Mark.
Us handsome folks just can't stop. It's just like endless. But no, it's just like because I was too shy. Like I couldn't do it. But did he actually write poetry for like a girl across the street?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. There are people watching that are like swooning right now.
Yeah. Tyler will write you a poem.
He loves it. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
He puts his heart on his sleeve and just lets it out there sometimes. And that causes him more pain than you can imagine.
But then again, like that's a quality that like I never want to snuff out.
Yeah, it goes
out.
Right
like,
back to the loyalty.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Openness and stuff like that. That's really, really something that you don't see a lot of. And it's so easy for someone to get so hurt from that.
Exactly.
They just, like, shell up. And
that was always another issue with Tyler. He's just so sensitive about stuff that it was were some rough times for him.
Yeah, I imagine. And we don't have to get into those details. I just want some funny stories.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, but he did some really dumb things when it came to that kind of thing. You look back at it now. I can't get into details because
We can cut it out.
He felt hurt about it, but it was really, would shake my head and think, did you really? Why did you do something like that? He goes, well, it seemed like the good thing at the time.
No, I have many a story about that where it's like you think in your head. I think we've actually talked about it, but I can't remember. So I'll say it again. It's like when I was dating this girl in high school, I got it in my head. I knew that she was going to go into school early, so I thought like, ooh, instead of like getting her a coffee or breakfast or something there, I'm going to be in the parking lot when she arrives. I know when she's going to get there, and I brought a big blanket. And all I did was like, I had it in my head. It was like, I'm going to be there and she's going to see me and be like, oh, what are you doing? And then I'm going to hug her with the big blanket. I'm like, I just want to keep you warm because I knew it was going to be cold. And in reality, like in my head, I was like, this is the most romantic thing possible. And then the reality is I get there, no food or anything, no coffee, no like, you got this. Because I knew she didn't even have time to go to Starbucks or anything or like that. And I just go there with a big blanket and she sees me walking like, come here, give me a hug with a blanket. And I just in my head, I'm like, oh, God. And she did not respond well. She's just like, thank you. Now I'm going in now and I go have fun, good luck, and it's like you picture it in your head that it's going to be the most romantic gesture. Was there anything like that for Tyler?
He probably did some things to ask people to prom or homecoming or something. I don't recall anything. I know he made a big, his mother would have known more about this than I did, because I kind of, he would do stuff like that and I'm thinking, Tyler, this is really dumb. I'm not going there. So he wouldn't even approach me with it, because there were a lot of times I would shoot him down and said, no, I don't think I would do that, Tyler. And then, of course, he and his mother would be a little bit more understanding and help him through some of that stuff, but a little bit differently than I did. But so a lot of those, I can't remember anything in particular that stands out.
It's okay.
There was something about pictures in a water polo ball and in a strategic location. I don't remember what that was all about, but I was happened to be working in the basement at the time, and they came down to do this photo shoot, and I'm thinking, what the hell?
The photo shoot?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
I
don't... Yeah.
I don't know what that was for or anything else, but, you know, and I don't even know if he was actually fully undressed or not. but I'm thinking this is not good.
I've got to ask him about this because I want to know so bad.
That was to ask someone to prom.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what that was for, to be honest with you. But it was definitely something I... Like I said, I would walk out of the room and they would do that. I don't want to know.
Fair enough.
I'll have to clean up later, but I'll worry about this. I mean, you know, emotional mess.
Uh-huh. The emotional mess. Yeah. Cause that didn't work. I can't believe it. Oh, shocking. Okay. So his love life, tumultuous, we'll say. His sport life, though, was very good because, you know, especially water polo. He's very proud of that fact. And we interviewed
Tony Acevedo.
But he was very, very happy about that interview and being able to like have this podcast be, you know, big enough that he would want to be on it and talk about that. But were you as big in water polo as he was?
Yeah, I played water polo all through high school and I played in college. It was a club team in college.
But oh, okay. Still. What I've always heard from water polo is he described it as like, it's the most physically taxing sport you could possibly play. Is that true?
I mean, it is physically taxing and you're working hard and other people are trying to drown you.
Yeah, that's the part that really throws me because he keeps going like, yeah, I want you to try water polo. Like, let's get Tony Acevedo in the pool to play against you. And I'm like, you want me who has never played water polo to get in the pool with you and some guy that's been on the Olympic team in a sport where you're trying to drown me, where my bones are dense and I sink, I do not float.
These are just Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler sinks too. That's what he played goalie. He's really good at shallow end goalie in high school where he could stand up.
His arm span is
right. He could touch the ceiling. Yeah, we all know. What was it about Milford that just had so many tall kids? Bob's not from Milford, but Wade, he's 6'4".
Is it just your friends? I don't remember.
It's just my friend. Like, some reason, I was friends with all the tall kids.
Are you the shortest one?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm 5'10". Like, it's not like I'm short, but comparatively, if I stand next to Wade, I look like a toddler.
Yeah, Bob's big, too.
Bob's taller than Wade. Yeah, he's a half inch taller. And it's just like, between them, I look like I have no calves. This looks like I was chopped off at the knees and I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting compared to their standing when I'm at full height. It's just like, it's embarrassing. So what did Tyler eat? Was it Skyline?
Yeah, anything. I mean,
Skyline. Man, when we were playing water polo, it was just like we go to UDF, get the biggest milkshakes, go home, like eat a whole frozen pizza, half gallon of ice cream.
And you can do that when you're still active.
Yeah.
Water polo burns like 6,000 calories like a session, right? Something like that.
You could eat as much as you could fit in your stomach.
Damn. I wish. My mom would tell me when I was a kid that she just would forget to feed me. And I was just like, hey, Mom, wait, it's your fault that I'm not tall. Anyway, this is not about me. I'm getting into things. This is not about my embarrassing childhood and history. This is about Tyler's.
Sounds like a different type of session to me.
Let's jump ahead a little bit. So we know that Tyler wanted to go into professional sports and like, you know, he wanted to be involved in sports in some way. And remind me exactly what, because he didn't tell his friends about his kidney and what he was going through. He didn't tell anybody. So by the time I heard about it, he was on the way into surgery. Right. And we don't have to go into super details about this, but it is like a big part of Tyler's life. So just some surface level stuff. And again, this is getting suddenly laughing to seriously. What was that like to find out that?
Okay, two things. One is his mother had kidney issues.
Yeah.
So that helped a little bit. Mm-hmm. Probably the reason he had one, but we won't go there. But we knew he had kidney problems ever since he was an infant. His urine tests would come back kind of wonky. You know, they would test it, keep an eye on it. And it was like, okay, we know this is going to progress and we know it's, but we don't want him to be treated any different. So we didn't want to tell anybody that, you know, just let it go. If not going to affect him one way or the other, we're not going to use it as an excuse. And we're just going to let him do everything he wants to do. Obviously, and then when he got into college, it became an issue. But until that time, nobody knew about it because we never told anybody about it because we didn't want Tyler to be looked at as being some sort of special kid or had to be treated differently or anything like that. You know, I've coached sports and you know somebody's hurt or has a problem with them. Whether you try to block that out and try to teach them the same, it somehow or another, it's going to affect you. So we had that fear that that was going to happen. So we didn't tell anybody. The people that knew that needed to know, that's fine. We never used it as an excuse why Tyler couldn't come to practice or, you know, had, was sick one day or not. But it was a progressive thing. And like I said, it was not a problem until he became, was gotten into college. So that's when he became a problem. And that's when he came through.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Jared here donated a kidney to Tyler and saved his life. And like, I don't want to make any light of that. Like, it's a very serious thing. And like, obviously I'm grateful because like, I'm glad Tyler's around for that. And, things like that. But if you don't want to talk about it at all, that's totally fine too. But what was that like to know that you were a match? Because I know being a match, even amongst family, is kind of a rarity. It's not always guaranteed.
I don't know, it wasn't a secret for me. I knew Tyler had some kidney issues, but it started getting serious and he was going to have to go on a dialysis. And so I just volunteered to get tested because, I mean, my aunt, my mom's sister, she, without question, donated her kidney to my mom. And so that's what you do.
I mean, if my brother needed it, like, I would like to say that I would, but, you know, I think we'd all like to say we would, but we'd never know until we're faced with it, right?
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I got tested and it was a perfect match.
Yeah.
And kidney's still going strong.
Yeah, so he is the man with three kidneys, which was novel to me. I didn't know that they didn't take the other kidneys out.
His mother ended up with five.
Five?
Yeah.
Wow.
She had her two original and then her sister's, and then that started failing, and she got a donation. It was from a three-year-old. And because she's an adult, and they actually put them in their small kidneys, so they put them both in her.
Wow.
And of course they grow. And so she ended up with, and the other ones kind of shrivel up a little bit. But she had five of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy what the human body can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. That's why, like, I know he's big on it, but I'm also, he's gotten me into it, like, big on organ donation. Because in America, for those that don't know, the default is to, you have to opt in. Whereas in other countries, the default is you opt out. Organ donation, like, is more prominent in other countries, but in America, it's like 10% people are organ donors.
Hopefully going up, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's probably higher than that. Yeah, but it's still not anywhere near 50%.
Yeah.
Organs are very important. It's something that anyone can give. You know, if unfortunate loss of life, like, your organs can save multiple lives.
Right.
Multiple lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's super important. I encourage everyone to, like, sign up to be an organ donor. And unless you have a serious medical issue, it's very likely that, you know, you could save a life.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to be tested. I mean, what happens after you're gone? Does it really matter?
And to some people it does, and I get that, but like, for most people, it's like, I would want to know that I, like, could save lives. Right. Yeah.
Now, live donation is a different thing, but I understand that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, and I know that things like bone marrow donations can occur. And then, you know, is that true? You'll donate bone marrow and then your bone marrow will grow back.
Yeah.
For leukemia patients and patients like that.
That has come such a long way now. They actually can extract stem cells from what they call the white cells now. And they use that to grow new marrow and stuff like that. So it's not as painful as it used to be to get a bone marrow aspiration for bone marrow.
And hopefully in the future, like, they've started to develop, like, make pretty good advances in terms of artificial organs as far as, like, kidneys go and things like that. So hopefully in the future there can be some pretty good strides with that. Anyway, let's embarrass Tyler some more.
Sure.
Okay. So after this, he goes back into college. You know, he tries back into sports, and he's told many times about the coach that he had a lot of problems with at the school that he was at. And he was always very physically minded, and he always wanted to, like, go into sports, but it didn't pan out that way. But he was still pursuing, like, a career in sports administration, right? So he goes for this program and he graduates, and it's difficult to get a job. And what I've never been able to understand is, like, not saying anything wrong with him. He's probably graduated with great grades and stuff like that. Is, like, to get a degree in sports administration and there to be no job for it, is it just a who you know kind of thing with that program?
Yeah, it's that, and I think more of a how well you're known.
Ah.
See, that's like a pretty common major for a lot of the athletes that go to the scholarship athletes and colleges and stuff. That's one of the things they get their degrees in. So, you know, they're a little bit well-known. They meet people along the pathway, and so they get them in the different programs.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not in that field. I know it's more of a business thing than it is anything else. So I'm not exactly sure what makes that different than any other thing, because sports are, in this country, sports are such a big thing. So I'm sure there's lots of jobs, but I'm sure there's a lot of people looking for those jobs.
Do you think you could get a job now, being part of the number one sports podcast in some county somewhere?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if he'd want to.
He wouldn't want to?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
He has, like everything else, his tastes change and his interests change. And like Jared, too, he's the same way. He went from one sport to another sport, and, they change interests.
Are you pursuing, like, world champion in any of these sports? Paragliding? Are you the paragliding world champion?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, if you've been hiding that from me.
Yeah.
But would you say you're good? Could you compete?
Well, I mean, I just got into a big world-class race, a hike and fly race.
Whoa.
50 of the best pilots in the world. It's the X-Pure.
So you would be considered top 50 in the world.
I mean,
if you're in that competition, if you don't place last place, I think you could claim that. Yeah.
Well, once he competes and finishes, then we can say
right. If you lose, then.
But still, if there's only 50 in the race, then still.
But you could be number one.
I could be.
You could be.
I mean, that isn't like the top tier race. It's probably the second.
Oh,
race,
never mind then. I thought you said world. Oh, never mind. Oh, we're not even talking about
this. You got to realize you got to qualify for each one. So each step is a step up. Yeah, yeah. So you start out with, your neighborhood races, and then you go to your regional race. It's just like, just like wrestling, you go regional state and then you go.
I never made it to regional.
Well, yeah, so I know. But I knew you could relate to it because you know how those tournaments work. And that's,
weirdly, I didn't. Because, everything else around, wrestling, besides just being in the mat and going, I didn't understand. I didn't know why I was there. I would get on a bus and I'd be at some other school and I'd be like, why am I here? You're wrestling that guy. And I'm like, okay, coach. And I would just go in there. Yeah. I'm not lying. I have very big gaps in my memory from high school. I don't know why. I think it's just because I had ADHD and I wasn't paying attention. So I don't remember the why of anything. Later on in life, after graduation and stuff like that, what did you guys think when I asked Tyler to come out here? Did you think it was crazy? Did you think he shouldn't do it? Do you think it was dumb?
Well, he didn't like what he was doing then.
He was working at Dick's, right? Car sales. Yeah, that's what, car sales.
Selling cars.
Yeah.
He was very uncomfortable selling cars. Mm-hmm. And once again, there's the super loyal and honest and stuff. And there were times he just did not like what he had to do. And I told him it's just part of the job. You can leave that there and come home and be the person you really want to be. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like that and was struggling finding anything else. And it was a rough time, too, at that time in the economy, I believe, too. Mm-hmm. And, he talked to his mother more about it than me, because I probably would have. I said, well, you're, and I said to her, what, how old were you guys? Like 20s, late 20s?
Mm, this was what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
28, something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what the hell, Tyler? Mm-hmm. Take the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
What do you think?
I just remember, I think one of the first videos that, it was maybe a live stream.
Yeah.
Like you and all, the high school friends.
Yeah.
Were playing, was it Yoshi's World? Yoshi?
It goes back, Mark.
Yeah, that man, that would have been, oh, yeah. Oh, it was like Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island. That was it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember what, and that's what Stoneface Tyler.
Yeah, Stoneface Tyler. People forget about because he talks, but.
But watching that video was so much like childhood, because he just went full focus and was playing, focused on the game.
We get this glazed look on his eye.
And he couldn't talk while playing the game, because he was focused on the game. And then when he lost, I could see him he wanted to throw the controller and yell at the game, say it was cheating.
And it didn't help that me and my other friend were just yelling in his ear.
Yeah, he could get super focused, man. The world could be, I mean, the house could be blowing up and things could be falling around him, and it doesn't matter as long as that TV is still going, and he's just super focused on that.
Yeah, that was the same way as a kid. That's why I have big gaps in my memories, because I'll be so hyper focused on one thing that I couldn't pay attention to anything that was happening around me. But he's developed quite a bit. I'm quite proud at how far he's come in terms of ability to be on camera and showmanship.
You guys did that one video. I think he said two words in it. I'm thinking, oh my God, he could talk.
It was Stoneface Tyler and one word Tyler. That was, oh man. Man, the good old
days. Now he just goes on.
I know.
Claps and claps about the dimensions of a toboggan and like the ski's length needs to be 7. And I don't even remember. But no, I'm very happy to see how he's come out. But did you think there was any part of it that was like this crazy guy out in LA who, you know, knew him from a while ago making videos? Did you think it wouldn't last this long?
I actually never gave it a whole lot of thought, Mark. The things going on, and he wasn't coming home, and he wasn't asking for money, so I was good with that.
That's good.
I mean, that's what you want to do. You get your children raised. You want them to find, you know, whatever they want to do in life, whether it's, you know, find a mate or some significant other to do their lives with or whatever, and find a job, be secure, and never come back again, except to visit.
Never come back.
Except to visit. I mean, you think about it, that's pretty common.
That's true.
Pretty good
that's
to have.
True. Yeah, leave the
and
nest.
Both of them have done that. They went exactly the path I would have gone on, but they found their own way and it worked fine.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
Yeah. Tyler went professional. I went perpetual playtime.
I mean, honestly.
Jared works
which
to play.
Which one's better, honestly? I mean, that sounds pretty good. I mean, he always talks very fondly about the adventures that you take him on. He talked about the last free solo thing he did and how he was shitting his pants on the way down because you didn't tell him how bad the down was.
He seemed pretty fine on the down. It was mostly he was tired because I took him on an easier one first.
Yeah.
But that was like an extra 1,000 vertical feet that we had to hike.
Oh, just 1,000. Just 1,000.
And then so the harder one, he was like really exhausted, but at least, you know, he was more confident in his feet.
Yeah. Well, he told me afterwards that he thought he was going to die. He said on the way down, he was like, I'm dying. I'm going to die. This is where I die. That's what he told. I don't know if he was embellishing, but that seemed like it. So we interviewed Alex Honnold. Yep. So as a free soloer, I imagine you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Probably have seen the movie. He was an interesting character. I like talking to him because, and I think we offered him like a few different questions that he usually
gets.
Like,
that was a really good episode.
He was impressed with your questions. And I listened to that podcast. That was impressive.
Oh, good. Thank you. But I was like, I wanted to do that because like a lot of what we do and a lot of what we talk about, like with Tyler and us and here and all the things that we passionate is like, it's more about the why. It's not about what we're doing. It's about the why of what we're doing. And that's what I love about what I do is because I get to do it because I passionately want to do things. I imagine you with sports is like, because you love doing them. You love feeling probably paragliding the open air. It's probably very wonderful. I'm never going to go paragliding. I'm good. But I can appreciate like the art of it. Just like I won't go free soloing, but I can appreciate Alex Honnold doing something so crazy that no one would ever do to a level because it gives you purpose and stuff like that. And so with this podcast and with, you know, like his history, is like, I don't know if Tyler would say the same, but I've really over the past year seen him like come into and find a kind of purpose. And I like that a lot. He deserves it, and he deserves the world.
But you got to get in the show, that Itsy Bitsy Spider video.
I got to see this one, yeah. I don't know what this is, but I got to see it. And whatever these water polo, sorry, the camera, whatever these water polo nude photos are, I want to see. But I don't want to see them. I want to know what they are.
I don't know if they still exist. I don't know where they were. I just remember they happened, and I had to leave the room.
Yeah,
absolutely. I didn't have to leave the room. I chose to leave the room.
That's fair. But we're running out of time, so I would say if you had any parting words to say to Tyler, any last minute things before the end of the episode you want to tell the audience about Tyler or whatever you're doing or whatever you want, just have a moment, speak right into the camera.
Tyler, keep it up. I'm proud of you. You've done well. Just keep good luck and keep going.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, you're making my kidney proud. That's all I got.
Keep it flushed.
All right, this has been the only episode without Tyler, but hey, I miss him already. But happy birthday Tyler. Happy birthday. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for watching. I don't imagine you have social media at all.
Yeah.
Do you post any of your adventures on there?
I do.
Say the handle.
Go Upside Down on Instagram.
Go Upside. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good name. Yeah. Do you have social media?
No.
All right. Never mind then.
I watch it, but I don't.
We've had an interruption in the merch, but we will have it back up very soon. Thank you everybody so much. Follow the podcast for more episodes like this, and share the episode with a friend so more people can know embarrassing stories about Tyler. I will have those volleyball pictures. If it kills me, I will find them. Or the
water polo
pictures. Thank you. Bye.